back once again. Here he is, it's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Morning.
Morning. How are you? Yeah, I'm good.
I knew you'd do that at the start of the show, especially for me, didn't you?
What's that?
You went, morning.
Oh, was that especially for you? Well, you should say good morning to everyone, because it's a polite thing to do, Shay. Not just for you, for everyone else.
Oh, well,
but
that's all right,
I've got a surprise for you, Shay.
What's that?
There's a familiar voice who is sitting next to me in the studio.
Good morning, Shay.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Oh, yeah, you worked it out.
Hey.
Okay. Matt's back.
So what are you up to today then, Matt?
Oh, okay. I'll just go and sit in the corner somewhere. You go chat.
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. I've been very busy. I've had a lot going on. I'm finally moving house. I know I've talked about it for years, but it's happening on the 7th of May. So there's been loads going on and I've been very busy, but I'm good. How are you?
I've been fine. That's a nice little surprise for me.
Yeah, thank you. What have you been up to, Shay? Shay's progressed from the kebab shop now.
Have you? Where are you going now?
The Royal Chicken Shop, isn't it now?
Given it the Royal Seal of Approval?
Well, I'd say I've been demonstrating my liquid level indicator on Simon's YouTube.
Your liquid what?
Liquid level indicator.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, Simon was talking about this.
It's a gadget that you put over the side of the cup and it bleeps whenever you get to a certain amount of water.
Rather than it going over and you burn yourself and you realise it's all wet and you get
scalded.
It seems like a good idea.
Normally when you get a mat, normally we need to get a new one of those, but I didn't get a mat with it. That stopped you from the water,
Well, there's a mat here.
There's a mat there,
You need that.
So what are you up to this week then, John? I know you're going to be seeing somebody tomorrow.
Yes.
You've got to keep that quiet,
Yes, we're doing a bit of stuff for the Sunday sessions to be able to hear that. We're going to be talking actually to the Street Angels.
That'd be good.
And that's going to come up on the Sunday sessions in the coming week to be able to hear that on Radio Woking. Wednesdays, 9 o'clock, just after my breakfast show, just to plug that one. But yeah, I had a barbecue yesterday with some friends. That was fun.
Right.
I think maybe I was a little bit too early. I think some of people were having barbecues because the sun came out. Thought, let's see if the barbecue still, stands up.
Did it stand up?
It did. It was fine. It's been sort of in the... All these last few weeks, my barbecue has been like... It's been annoying me because the cover I put over it in the garden, it's blowing up. And it's...
Right.
It's like blowing off all the time. It's a nightmare. I'm chasing the cover around.
Yeah, that's no good.
It did turn out a windy day the other day, didn't it?
Yeah,
really?
My cover really ended up in next door's garden. But the barbecue's fine. The sort of things you light, I left my partner in charge of all of that while I went down
the
supermarket.
You mean the logs or the wood or coals or
the
whatever.
Bags? You know you like the bags and it's got like charcoal.
Oh yeah, the charcoal, the pre-made charcoal bags.
So
yeah.
You set fire to them in the barbecue and then... Problem was they've been in the shed for so long they're a bit damp, so that didn't work.
That took a while,
let's just quit the barbecue, everyone got cold, we went inside and I chucked it on the air fryer.
Wouldn't it have been easier to do that in the first place?
It would, but I decided I'd have a barbecue, and then I've now got like loads of finger rolls hanging around I've got to try and use up, so it was fun.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
so lunch on you then next week, then, would you meet with Shane?
Yeah, we're talking bag.
Brilliant.
That's cool. So, the week's been good for you then, Shay. You've had a good week.
It's been really good, and I've been doing a lot of walking, taking advantage of the weather as well, which is good.
Would you ever do the London Marathon, Shay?
Oh, and I better congratulate people that run the London Marathon. It's a bit of a track, but it's well worth it for people who are going to take part as well. So, all the best.
I mean, if they stuck a kebab van at the end of it and said, right, Shay, you've got to walk 26 and a half miles and you get a kebab at the end of it, you'd probably do that, wouldn't you?
No, I don't think you will, John.
Nah, okay.
I don't think you will.
I did do 20,000 steps yesterday with Fred.
Did you? Where did you go?
We walked around Woking. We went to the Peace Garden up in Maybury, the Muslim Peace Garden. That was really nice. Really nice there. And I introduced my friend to the statues in Woking and they were giving them names. I think one of them got called Ian. And
all of the statues?
Yeah,
in
all the statues. You know, the statues of people,
including those two that look like they're having an argument outside Marks and Spencer's.
The woman who looks less than impressed, the guy, they're having this argument. We were literally caught in the middle of it. We stood in the middle of it, and it's like, well, okay, do we want to be here? I forget what my friend decided to call them, but there were names ranging from Ian to Fiona, Rebecca. I think we named the woman.
All right, fair enough.
There we go. You've met the statues in Woking, Jay, haven't you?
I have indeed. I met them at Christmas, didn't I, John?
You did, yes.
Yeah.
What do you think of our statues, then?
They're very good, very, very good, actually. They're really, really good, and they do stand out. You know,
there are less of them than there used to be, because that very tall one's disappeared.
Where's he gone? John, what job to stand there, and it became like a focal point, everyone taking pictures, standing next to this 12-foot woman. And now she's just gone. She got bored.
Right.
Yeah, maybe she got the leatherhead to try and find you, Shane.
Well, yeah.
With a blind date going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So I have missed Shane on the radio on a Sunday.
Oh, you have missed me?
I have.
Really?
I have.
I've missed hearing you though, Matt.
Well, seeing as you mentioned that and John did a shameless pledge earlier, I'm going to do one for next Saturday morning because I'm in for Dave Johns. So you can hear me for three hours next Saturday morning. There you go. 9 till 12.
I'll have a listen to you then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm well done, John, for sitting in for doing a couple of breakfast shows this week. Well done to you.
Yeah, that wore me out. 2 days in a week getting out of bed in a row. So getting out of bed at 5:30 in the morning, it wasn't good.
Did you fill in for Rob then?
I did.
He did, indeed.
Oh, dear.
Hello to Rob Blade.
And, of course, John the man of news now, because he filled in and did the news.
I'll be doing that next week as well, so, you know, if you've got any news you want sharing.
That's good. So you're off to the theatre again on next week, John?
Yes, we're going to go see... We are going to go see Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde. I'm going to that one, too.
You were talking to the guests earlier, weren't you?
Yeah, we got another one. We're going to meet Kate, actually, Kate Tompkinson, who plays Bonnie. We're going to hear that conversation a bit later on, Shay.
Oh, good. That'd be good.
So that you can go back to look forward to. And that's on next
week.
It's an amazing theatre. Yeah. Seeing the amateur production as well of Bonnie and Clyde the other week. So it'd be quite interesting to see how this one compares. So there you go. So any exciting things happening? Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Shay, interrupting you there. Any exciting things happening in the next week then that you can think of?
Well, I've got my cousin who's come and see me today.
Okay, what are you up to? Doing family stuff?
Yeah, family stuff. I'm going to meet the family.
Okay.
So, people that I know, which is good.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Taking down a Royal Chicken Shop.
No, definitely not.
Or down the pub, either or.
No, we don't.
Are you having a plans? Is you having a Sunday roast today?
I probably will do. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably will.
Ooh, he's been a bit cagey, isn't he?
He is.
Sorry, my dude.
Yeah, a little bit cagey. I'm not saying a lot, am I?
Just keep John, it. No, what's going on?
Oh, I know.
Wow. Okay, Shay, have a good week, and we'll catch up with you soon.
And you. And we'll catch up again next week then, John.
Yeah, we'll
see you tomorrow.
See you soon. Bye, Shay.
All right. Bye, John. Bye.
Bye.